877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On this vote, the yeas are 285, the nays are 144. The motion is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
America tonight. So the clock, by the way, is still ticking. That interesting clock that our main man, he is so clever, Nathan Reeder, came up with, designed it especially for all of you. That clock is still ticking because now this Band-Aid gets pushed down the road. So the Band-Aid is firmly applied and will be ripped off. The government is funded until January, the beginning of January, and the debt ceiling is lifted. The borrowing can continue through the beginning of February. The president officially, not too long ago, signed the legislation to end the partial government shutdown and raise that debt ceiling, because you just heard the House vote there earlier in the day. The Senate said, yes, that passed, and with both reconciled and his signature, his John Hancock, it means it's over. That whole shutdown thing is over. So all the parks will be reopened. Anybody who was furloughed will come back to work and get their pay that will be owed to them for the time that they were off, because the deal provides back pay to any of the furloughed workers. And in the end, it's you and I, maybe, the taxpayers, who are a bit betrayed, or feeling betrayed anyway, depending on how you look at this, in a sense. Because here's the bad part about this. 16 days, and I don't care if you call yourself a Democrat or a Republican, whatever. The bottom line is, you're a taxpayer, you're an American, and you're eating some of this, as am I. And how much are we eating? I don't know, $25 billion? Is that how much it's costing us with all this whole shutdown thing? Then the money that's paid back seems like a pretty big number, but let's say we're a little fat on our estimation. Maybe it's $20 billion. And all the time that is wasted, all the nonsense, the theatrics, weeks and weeks of holding us hostage. It's like that new CBS show, Hostage. I feel like one of those people. I feel like that doctor that was forced to do certain things I didn't want to do. And luckily for the people on that program, there's only 14 episodes. So, because you can't keep a hostage forever. But the government, they can hold us hostage forever, can't they? And it's really true. I think that a lot of Democrats feel ripped off, and a lot of Republicans feel ripped off. So it's done, though. We can't go back in our history. But hopefully we don't repeat this history. And how costly is this for the Republicans? The knives are out, and people are still throwing the knives in the direction of the GOP. So that's where we're at. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the crossroads of all that is, the buzz in your backyard, the buzz in my backyard. And certainly everybody was talking about this. I couldn't go anywhere, really, without some mention of somebody saying something about the government being shut down and when is it going to open and what's going to happen to Social Security checks. And my neighbor has a son in the military, and all kinds of things every single day. So this is what they pretty much have done to us with the dangling all of it. And in the bottom, and the bottom line is this: the whole ball started rolling when Senator Ted Cruz said, "Okay, hey, we'll fund the government. We'll pass a bill to fund the government, but you have to defund Obamacare. You got to do it." If you agree to that, then we'll agree to this. Or push it off. Remember, the whole thing was to push it off, again, the individual mandate and whatnot, push it down the line. Of course, none of that ever came into play in the end. It did not come into play. And in the meantime, for Obamacare, a lot of people are struggling to sign up for it. For the healthcare.gov website has people crashing all over the place, and they've had a tough time. Now there are finally some results of people that are signing up. But what happens when they realize they're not getting what they thought was maybe free health care or really, really cheap health care? And what happens when they realize, too, that if you had insurance you liked, the premiums go sky high and you're not happy with that. So what say you, America? Chance to sound off on all of this. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to get lots of reaction. Pete in Texas on listening to us, KYXL. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm thrilled to death. I'd like being a cash and carry nation.
A monopoly money nation, because that's what we are, really. So, yeah.
Okay, you get your little finger on the little red button. Here it comes. We are now China's little crack whore.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Because they're dangling the debt. We're only paying on the interest. We're lifting it now. We're going to borrow more. $16 trillion is outrageous, more than $16 trillion. So what is it going to end up being in the end?
You know, and we don't need a budget for now. We need a budget for 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, yeah.
You know, that's how you and I pay our bills. We go from the smallest to the largest. We
yep.
pay that low one off. You know, it's simple economics, but we just can't seem to get it right.
I agree with you. And I think, Pete, really what should have happened is, okay, if we keep repeating this, and 10 years in a row we've done this, and we can't ever even get a budget, then people that we elect, that what we need to do is they don't get paid during this time period when they hold us all hostage.
Yeah.
They just don't take a salary. They don't need the salary anyway. Most of them are wealthy. So then don't take the salary and use that as the money to refund everybody for everything that's happened.
Yeah, and here's what you and I could do. We could work for cash only and
yeah.
kind of take them out of the loop. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be great. I agree.
A little burger action. I mean, if you want to do this, let's do this thing. You know, let's get
yeah.
down and dirty.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's interesting you say barter action because, Pete, I know a lot of people that do a lot of barter action. Barter
oh, yeah.
action is big. Barter action is good. It works for people because they don't want to get in the way of the whole nonsense of the overregulation of small businesses either now, where they start asking you for $600. Well, wait, it's over $600. Well, how much money is that? You got to start filing their taxes. Take taxes. I mean, give me a break with all these 1099s and all the nonsense. I agree.
They're regulating us right into the Stone Age.
They are. They're regulating us into the position where we don't have any power to wield because we don't have the money.
Yeah.
Because that's the pecking order. It's about the money. So if you have the money, then you have the power no matter what. If you don't have the money, you don't have the power because you can't. You know, it's just simple economics. Pete, thanks. Glad you called. It's simple economics. You know, it's like the people who pay the least taxes sometimes are really the smartest guys on the block. And why? Because they have the best lawyers who know the loopholes, who know the way that you should file things so that they get the most bang for their buck. They pay taxes. I'm not saying they don't pay taxes, but they know how to pay them correctly. It's like the wealthier you are, the more breaks you need, the more ways you know how to manipulate the system because you have the smartest people around you to do that. And the person that wields the power always has the money. It's just, this is just what we've turned into in this nation. The middle class is sinking away. The president reacts to the government opening up its doors. What do you say? We'll tell you next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration, filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are the
name. Welcome back to America Tonight. Woohoo! With me, Kate Delaney. How you feeling out there in those nooks and crannies? You ready to throw your guy out? Or woman out of Congress or the Senate after this? Or are you just tired of the same old shenanigans that go on in Washington and have the ripple effect in your community? Because I guarantee, even if you think they don't, they do affect you. I could personally go through each one of your personal financial situations and I can point it out to you. But this is a smart audience and you know that. And granted, I guess in one way, the fear of what could have happened if this had dragged out even longer to stocks, which if you'd had 401ks and stuff invested from a union and whatever, that could have tanked you a little bit. Because remember 2008 and before that what happened with the stock market where people lost $20,000, $30,000, whatever, and this was their cushion. This was the money that they, as an electrician or whatever, had saved their whole life to have so that could balance out their retirement. So what did the president have to say afterwards? We're going to give you a few minutes of the press so you can hear the whole thing. Here's what he said about now the two sides coming together.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight, the Republicans and Democrats in Congress have come together around an agreement that will reopen our government and remove the threat of default from our economy. The Senate has now voted to approve this agreement, and Democrats and Republicans in the House still have an important vote to take. But I want to thank the leaders of both parties for getting us to this point. Once this agreement arrives on my desk, I will sign it immediately. We'll begin reopening our government immediately. And we can begin to lift this cloud of uncertainty and unease from our businesses and from the American people. I'll have more to say about this tomorrow. And I've got some thoughts about how we can move forward in the remainder of the year and stay focused on the job at hand. Because there's a lot of work ahead of us, including our need to earn back the trust of the American people that's been lost over the last few weeks. And we can begin to do that by addressing the real issues that they care about. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm willing to work with anybody. I am eager to work with anybody, Democrat or Republican, House or Senate members, on any idea that will grow our economy, create new jobs, strengthen the middle class, and get our fiscal house in order for the long term. I've never believed that Democrats have a monopoly on good ideas, and despite the differences over the issue of shutting down our government, I'm convinced that Democrats and Republicans can work together to make progress for America. In fact, there are things that we know will help strengthen our economy that we could get done before this year is out. We still need to pass a law to fix our broken immigration system. We still need to pass a farm bill. And with the shutdown behind us and budget committees forming, we now have an opportunity to focus on a sensible budget that is responsible, that is fair, and that helps hardworking people all across this country. And we could get all these things done even this year if everybody comes together in a spirit of how are we going to move this country forward and put the last 3 weeks behind us. That's what I believe the American people are looking for, not a focus on politics, not a focus on elections, but a focus on the concrete steps that can improve their lives. That's going to be my focus. I'm looking forward to Congress doing the same. But once again, I want to thank the leadership for coming together and getting this done. Hopefully next time, it won't be in the 11th hour. One of the things that I said throughout this process is we've got to get out of the habit of governing by crisis. And my hope and expectation is everybody has learned that there's no reason why we can't work on the issues at hand, why we can't disagree between the parties while still being agreeable, and make sure that we're not inflicting harm on the American people when we do have disagreements. So hopefully that's a lesson that will be internalized, and not just by me, but also by Democrats and Republicans, not only the leaders, but also the rank and file. Thanks very much, everybody.
Is it going to happen a few more months? You heard the question as he was trailing out of the presser that he did. And of course it is, because the clock is ticking. It's just now extended. So the Band-Aid is on and we'll have the same discussions again. And I like the part where the president talks about, we need to not be a reactionary type of government. We need to move away from that. Are you kidding? That's all it's been, including Obama himself, as he knows, as he jumped into this in 2008 and said, let's not raise the debt ceiling. And now he's on the other side of this, and the debt ceiling had to be raised, and he was worried about it not being raised. So the bottom line is this. They're kicking the can down the road, and you do have a vote. If you're not happy with what's going on in Congress, remember the people that represent you. And you may like the person that represents you. You might not put it on their back, but you need to write them, easy for me to say, a note or an email or something and tell them how you feel about what's just we just went through and the money that we have wasted. So we push that debt ceiling again, meaning that we can borrow more money, and borrowing more money means we owe more money, and owing more money means what? We're beholden to other people. And who are we beholden to mostly? It's the Chinese. As Pete in Texas said, it's the Chinese that hold the majority of our debt. And we're only chipping away at the interest, and this seems to be okay with Washington. It's always talked about, oh, we need to get our debt down, and when you're running, we need to get our debt down. But then it doesn't happen because the hard choices have to be made. The really deep cuts, the audit of the government, all of that has to take place in all seriousness. Not just, well, I'll give you this and you give me some of that and we'll take a little bit of this and we don't really want to touch Social Security, but then if we just slop a little here. I mean, that's why all the jokes started about we'll never have Social Security, my generation and any generation after me, because, you know, people would say that sarcastically because we see where things are headed. And I hate to be the naysayer always on the show, which is why we added the Nail the Score. We'll do two segments of that coming up in our next hour, your chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. If you can nail the score of the randomly chosen game of the week in the NFL, and that's why we do a couple of the other things that we do, because it starts to feel that way, like we're just hammering home the points, but it's frustrating, isn't it? So a deal today, but it's really been a brutal legislative year overall. Very few laws passed, less than 20, and a lot of being held hostage, frankly, especially through these last couple of weeks. And I would say for the president, not a great year for the president. You know, the health care initiative being rolled out in a very shaky way didn't help any with the websites crashing and whatnot. How that all turns out remains to be seen. There's more numbers starting to come through about who's registering and all that kind of stuff. But how are people going to feel about affordable health care? And is it going to be affordable for people? That's the key thing. You know, it's like when people say free. Well, we're going to give you, you know, just come and we'll give you a free steak with all the trimmings. You just have to come and listen to us. And then you get there and you find out, oh, well, I'm signing up for some arm wrestling over a timeshare or something else. And people hate to be duped. We've been duped. We're being duped. That's what's happening. And I think some people are going to find that they're duped with health care. And certainly all of us, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, whatever you label yourself, you're going to find that that you, too, feel duped by what's now happened in the last couple of weeks. Whether you blame the Republicans or whether you just blame the system overall, or you blame the Democrats, because some people would lay the blame with the Democrats and negotiating, or John Boehner. There's plenty of blame, that's for sure, to go around. Coming up next, we're going to take a break from the government being reopened to have a conversation with Ivan Eland. He's been on the show a couple of times, terrific stuff. He just had a piece in the Huffington Post about the NSA and phone records and all that is happening to us right behind our backs. Stay with us.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
I like it when we get to kick things around with this guy here on America Tonight. Ivan Eland joins us, and Ivan, as you know, has had some tremendous columns that we've talked about on the air before, and we've talked with him about them, because I think he's dead on so many of his opinions. He's a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute, and he had a piece the other day in the Huffington Post. And just let me tell you what the headline was, and this gives you an idea about so much of what I spew anyway here on the show. We don't need more spin about the NSA's unconstitutional domestic snooping. We need it stopped. And because, of course, now we've heard about more of the information that's being collected, the bulk collection of many of our telephone conversations, or really that metadata way to measure things. We heard this with the IM chats and then collecting addresses, and it basically goes on and on. And we've had a lot of people on this show who work for the NSA and elsewhere who have confirmed some of the things that Ed Snowden started to dump out. So, Ivan, thanks for popping back on the show.
Thanks for having me back on.
So explain to me, you hear this and you start to, you know, more of this keeps coming out. And I love what you did. You pointed out the fact that you have General Keith Alexander, who's the director of the agency, which I said I thought the poor man was going to have a heart attack, because it seemed to me like there was always these excuses every time he had to start to answer these tougher questions about no, don't worry about it. This information that's being culled, it's, you know, it's dumped out in 5 years and it's stored away. And it seemed like every single time he was painting himself into a different corner. And you spell out a couple of different things in your piece. And as I said at the top, the headline tells it all. We need it stopped. How dangerous is this to all of us as Americans, especially when we weigh this with constitutional issues and whatnot?
Well, I think it's very dangerous. I mean, they're collecting the phone records of everybody in the United States and, you know, citizens, people who are resident aliens and people who are visiting, et cetera. Them collecting this is very worrisome. They say they don't investigate unless they have reasonable, articulable, which is not even a word, suspicion that the person is linked with terrorism. But that's a lower standard than we have in the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution requires that for the government to search your belongings or your electronic communications, to search anything, they have to have probable cause, and that's a legal term, that you've committed a crime. And, of course, this doesn't rise to that standard. So, therefore, it's blatantly unconstitutional by the provision when you compare it to the Constitution of what the NSA is doing. I think that, frankly, it's not worth it. I mean, terrorism is terrible when it happens, but we're not faced with a nuclear threat from USSR anymore. There are still nuclear weapons around, but the tensions are much lower now. And we really don't have any threats to our existence as a nation anymore. We have two huge moat and weak and friendly neighbors. And we have a big nuclear arsenal, which deters anybody from invading us. So terrorism is the only thing we face. And a lot of the time, these terrorists are being ginned up by our own actions overseas. Many of these people wouldn't attack the U.S. They might not be nice people, but they wouldn't attack the U.S. if we didn't fool around and meddle in Muslim lands. And the question is, why do we do that? And the foreign policy elite has one answer, and the people of the country should have another answer because it's endangering them. And the foreign policy elite seem to want to run an aggressive interventionist foreign policy. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that we're even thinking about intervening in Syria after all the disasters that we've had in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya, and all our recent interventions. And there were people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham calling for U.S. intervention, which we can't afford because we have a $17 trillion debt. And why not save a few bucks and also make our country safer? So the question is, do these surveillance programs really do much? And from the congressional hearings, they really only found one case where these phone records had an impact, and that was a guy who donated, I think it was $8,500 to a Somali group, and they were able to find him. And it wasn't even just based on this phone record data that they investigated. There were other factors. So it only helped in that case. And if that's the only case, this is very bad for a republic, a government in a republic, to be spying on its own citizens. And the NSA claims that this is not spying. They're just collecting the data and that you have no right of privacy to your phone conversations. And they cite a 1979 Supreme Court case. But I would ask the Supreme Court, you don't have a right to privacy in your phone records? I mean, that's absurd. You hire, you contract with whatever phone company you have for your service, but you don't expect that the phone company is going to sell that to everybody or give it to the government or whatever. And so I think people do have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their phone conversations. And to me, your chances of getting killed by a terrorist are more remote than getting struck by lightning. They're about the chances of getting smashed by an asteroid from outer space. So terrorism is a rare event, and I don't think we need to have this program because it really doesn't do that much to catch terrorists, as we've seen this one example that they can muster of this phone records program.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, going back to the top, if it wasn't such a big deal, oh, it's no big deal, then why wouldn't we have been made aware of this? Now, we were, in a sense, a couple of years ago, but right from the get-go, if it wasn't such a big deal, it would have been revealed. It really only kicked open because of the Ed Snowden stuff and then some other reports that followed. Otherwise, I don't think people realize just how vast it was, I guess, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's kind of interesting. The NSA says, well, just trust us because, you know, we have all these procedures and everything in place to make sure that this doesn't, the spying on Americans doesn't go out of bounds. But at the same time, the only way we learned about that they were even doing it at all was from the Snowden case. And so now they're saying, well, yeah, we need to explain this to the American people, before. But of course, they're only doing that because it was exposed by somebody, you know, who had worked as a contractor for NSA. And so, and also, if you recall, in the 1960s and 70s, the NSA, along with the Army and the CIA, spied on domestic anti-war groups. So they don't have a very good track record of, I have no problem with NSA spying on foreigners.
Right.
And, you know, especially if they're a threat to the United States. But when it comes to Americans, they should not be collecting the phone records of all Americans, because it's impossible to make that constitutional, because there's no way that all Americans, that they have a probable cause to believe that all Americans are involved in terrorism. It's just not, you know, that doesn't pass the last test.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then plus, you think from this other perspective of what a waste of resources, whatever contracting out or whatever they're doing, it's money that's spent, it's taxpayer money. And this is, what is this doing? This is not getting us to the means to the end if there's really such a terrible threat of that. So there's just all kinds of holes in this whole thing that absolutely don't make sense. And I got to tell you this, Ivan, one thing I was really surprised about, I think, was because of when this whole story broke, is that Keith Alexander didn't, there was no resignation, there was no him backing away, because as he was always on the defense, he was always saying it wasn't a big deal. Were you surprised that, are you surprised he's still the head of the NSA?
Well, I think what I was really surprised about was in our society, you know, we cherish the separation of powers that we have among the three branches, the judicial, the executive, and the legislative branch. Well, when this broke, everybody lined up behind the NSA, the White House and the executive branch, the congressional committees, the intelligence committees, and, of course, the court, this secret court, which I think has no place in the republic either, and is a lapdog of the NSA, of course, lined up. They're supposed to be doing oversight of the NSA, but they've admitted that the NSA has hoodwinked them on several occasions. Another reason not to trust, this agency to do the right thing. But when you see that, all the branches of government lining up to support an unconstitutional search, which is blatantly against the Constitution, you have to ask, is the system broken there? And I think that one of the reasons that his head hasn't rolled is everybody said, well, you know, after 9/11, we need to do these sorts of things. Well, even after 9/11, and 9/11 was a horrendous crime, North America has been the lowest number of incidents of terrorism in the world. I mean, we're one of the safest continents for terrorism, because we're away from the centers of conflict. And if we would reduce our foreign policy, we would have even less of a problem than we have with it now, because most of this is blowback from U.S. intervention in various Islamic countries. And some of these countries, you ask, well, why are we doing this? And we don't really need to trade off our civil liberties for security. In fact, if we do less in foreign policy, we'll be more secure. So we won't have this problem of reducing our civil liberties. The republic, well, for many years now, since World War II, we've been letting our foreign policy erode the republic. The foreign policy and the defense policy of the United States is supposed to preserve the institutions of the republic. It's supposed to defend our way of life. And in fact, the blowback from these foreign policies is undermining the security and the institutions, as we've seen in this case, of our republic.
Yeah, absolutely. Ivan Elin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, Susan. One more time.
Do you have ill feelings towards Senator Cruz?
No, listen, we've got, you know, Republicans up here. Because we're Republicans, we're a little bit more independent-minded than our friends across the aisle. Some are a little bit more independent-minded than others.
All right, that's Bill Cunningham with a little quickie hit, an interview with John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. Hear what he had to say, because everybody wants to know if Cruz is tanking the Republicans or not. See, there's that penchant to go after somebody. Who is it? Welcome back to This Side of America. Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So we're talking about the fact that it's over. It's done. Obama signed the bill. The shutdown's done. We avert the debt default. But we push it off to fight another day. And that's the deal. John Boehner, does he stay in that position of Speaker of the House? I think it's kind of iffy at this point. Maybe. The early handicapping is he narrowly gets the spot back another time. He narrowly gets it back so that he won't be blamed for this, that it's he's not being blamed. He got a standing ovation when they voted in the House, and there was plenty of votes to make it pass, and it did. So the Senate did it earlier in the day, and the House conceded, if you will, later at night, late at night. And now people are talking about whether or not you should toss the person that you elected out of Congress at this point. Are you to that level of frustration? How's that? Are you to that level of frustration? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE if you want to throw in your two cents on it. A lot of opinions out there as to, you know, who to blame, what happens next. It really is fascinating to watch the government do the same thing over and over again. It's sad because how much money have we wasted in the 10-year period with all this sidestepping, closing down the government a couple of times that's happened along the way, and by not having a budget ready, by not, you know, having to be forced with this raising the debt ceiling. I mean, why do we even raise the debt ceiling? Why do we have a debt ceiling? Throw that out. I mean, there's no, doesn't seem to be anything that anybody's adhering to, so why do we have a debt ceiling? It's just the land of borrow, borrow, borrow. So it's like a crutch. Why do we have that crutch if nobody is trying to honor that? Like, let's not have to raise the debt ceiling. So what does it take out of the economy? It varies, but some economists say 20 billion, some say 24 to 25 billion. It's a whole lot of billions. I know that. It's a whole lot of billions. So it's a terrible deal in a way. The fact that this has now also cost us, and cost us what? I'll tell you, it's a crazy fool's errand, I think, to do this constantly and put up with this dysfunctional government. It's your money. It's my money. It's your life. It's my life. This is the reality of it. I mean, this smashes us in the face. This is the reality. How much would you like to save on your taxes? How much would you like to save for your family? How much of this is taking a bite out of your budget? Guarantee something. Guarantee it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The man who worked his way all up the ladder of the defense eventually to the top dog, Leon Panetta, who left the government, said something that I think is totally the way we needed to look at this 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. But short and sweet, here's what Leon Panetta had to say.
My hope is that everyone learns the second lesson, which is that it's time to govern, to roll up their sleeves, and to get to work.
Yeah, I agree. At some point, you have to do that. I mean, you can have differences, but boy, anybody out there has run a business? I've run a business. I've been part of a business. I was a COO of a business once, and trust me, we rolled up many sleeves and disagreed a lot. But you don't get anywhere unless you dig in, and that's the problem that we have. It's about the person who has the money. Who moved my money? Stacy in Mississippi. How you doing, Stacy?
How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. I'm hanging in. What's your take on all of this?
Well, there's a few things I wanted to say. One thing I wanted to ask you was, I right or wrong last night as the first president willing to fall us in peace, and I said I was probably wrong.
Yeah, no, the first default of modern times is Obama. Would have been Obama if that had happened. He would have been the one that would have been the first default. It would have been him. So, because remember, that's that whole debt ceiling thing. I said, why do we even have the debt ceiling in modern times if we're not, because that's all we're doing. We just push it up. It's stupid. They should just throw it out. They're not beholden to it.
No, that's not all. I want to ask two more things. Okay. About Obama said, I want to ask just two more things. I'm going to let you go, sweetie. Anyway, I don't mean to hold you up, but anyway, and plus I've got some other listeners starting to listen to you also, too.
And, yay!
Hey, you're right. And anyway, they ain't know nothing about it. But anyway, you know, Obama said one time, I used to be a Democrat. I've said it before, and I'm not anymore. It will. I don't know what to be. Besides, anyway, let's just leave it there. Anyway,
is that furious? I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a good way to put it. Now, any words I wanted to use. But anyway, like Obama says, no one done anything on their own. Someone else helped them. Well, someone else did help me. I'm disabled now, okay? and it's not my fault. I had a wreck, and I wasn't even driving, broke my neck, bruised spinal cord. I thought it would be a quadriplegic for the rest of my life. Thank God I could stand up. But anyway, I said, nobody done anything on their own. Well, my dad loaned me $10,000. I bought a bunch of junk furniture, screwed and glued together and everything until I got in the first order out of imports and everything. And a little bit less than 7 years, I done moved to, well, in about 3.5 years, moved to a store. We even put a staircase in, 2 stories full of furniture. I done that on my own by myself. And then with a little less than 7 years, on 16th Avenue, Main Dragon, Laurel, Mississippi's I-5 cruiser sold to them. Had they run them planes into those buildings and all. I had a slam stack for it's 7,500, 8,000 square foot building. I had my brother in the building. Anyway, I had it almost halfway paid for. I had all the furniture paid for in it and everything. I had about $500,000 worth, and it all come out of $10,000. And I paid my dad back his $10,000, plus I probably gave him another $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 out of it. It's not as good as my heart because I was making so much money until that junk happens. Obama's a liar about that. And another thing, last thing I want to say is, about the tax, and I'm not going to call his name. I just say he's real very, very close kin to me, close to my age. I know I sound old now. I'm 48, but I just got a deep voice, country pride. But anyway, he's very, very close kin to me, and he's got a family. He's got a wife and 2 little children. And anyway, he worked 52 hours. He is a boss man over this company. But anyway, he worked 52 hours. He'll get out there just like anybody else. Will work like a dog. Worked 52 hours. Took $100 out for something, putting in something they saved for his money and all, and pay his wife's insurance and all. Anyway, as far as taxes, they took out in 1 week, I ain't talking about no month, 1 week, $500 in taxes. And as far as insurance, is insurance Obama, as he started his bunch of bull crap, his insurance for him, his wife, and his 2 children, $2,180-something a month. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Unaffordable. Unaffordable. Exactly, Stacy. I feel for your family. I've heard these stories over and over again. Thanks for the call. It's the personalization of it, of what's happened to him and what's happened to other people where they're working, as he says, 52 hours or however many hours. And that's just not affordable. You can't afford that. So this is what's now going to happen. People are going to realize they thought they were getting a good deal, and a few people will. It depends on your income. But if you're anywhere in the middle, which the middle isn't that much, you're going to be caught up in a higher, higher premium that you can't afford. And then what about the deductibles? They're even scarier. I understand your frustrations. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.